Here we go. Now we should be there. We should be here. We should be here. I'm going to make sure. Let me just double check really quick. Let's double check here. All right. Is it showing up for you? Are we anywhere now? Okay. I don't know what the deal is. Rumble is like having these issues here lately. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with Rumble. It's like just becoming more and more difficult, and I'm not sure why. Let me refresh it one time here. Okay, we're there now. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. And I don't even know if X is still working. I think it is. Yeah, it looks like X is working. All right, well, cool. All right. Hey, everybody. So let me just give you a quick update. I'm back on my Facebook, my business account on Facebook, and I'm thankful again for all of your blessings and all of your support and all of your prayers to help me get it fixed and help me get it situated. The biggest thing that I was running into is that for me, it was, again, my picture there, 7 years of work that I've been doing on the page, and just really quick, the hackers got in there and just took over my page and just basically destroying my name. It's like they did this on purpose. Now, I know what they did on purpose, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, but you know the interesting thing? I have the profile page of the hacker. I know who the hacker is. I mean, I got a profile. I got his profile, and I just might share that with you at some point. Not on Facebook though, because on Facebook, then they'll say that I'm actually attacking somebody. The hacker did all this damage. The interesting thing is that the hacker was putting all this pornographic information on my Facebook page. And now when I go there too, and I talk to the Facebook support, and I told him, I said, look, can we delete this stuff? I had a hard time deleting the stuff out of my stories. I finally got that deleted. And people are still sending me messages saying, well, I see the pornographic images in your stories. I said, you still see them? So I guess that's going to happen for the next couple weeks because it's not there. I mean, I checked, verified, double checked, triple checked. They are not there any longer. And this guy, it's a guy that was doing this, and I got his link to his profile page. I mean, I stumbled onto it because it was traces of him left over, and I know exactly where it is. And I've actually blocked him on my Facebook page, but I have other ways of getting to his Facebook page. So people can, if you want to know, I'll share it with you, but I might share it on here. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking about it right now. I'm most definitely not going to share it to while I'm live here on Facebook. Because if I show it live here on Facebook, they'll just come back and say that I'm being aggressive and I'm kind of, you know, attacking. So even though the hacker is the one that did all the damage to me, y'all know how it works. That happened before. Someone was saying some nasty stuff and sending me nasty stuff. And I took a screenshot of what the person was saying about me, nasty stuff. And then Facebook penalized me because I shared what the nasty person was saying about me. You can't make it up. But anyways, let's talk about this. Joe Biden's border. It's actually Biden's, how do you say it? Biden's border bloodbath. I mean, this is exactly what it is, because it's actually causing harm and it's taking the life of many Americans. What they've been doing is taking the life of many Americans. Well, listen to this first clip, and I want to give kudos and props to Newsmax for this, and just for commentary use only. I have to put that out there. But Joe Biden is the reason why the southern border is jacked up. The reason why people are having so many issues in this country with the fentanyl, with the sex trafficking is happening because of Joe Biden. Can we call a spade a spade? Can we do that? Is there a reason why we can't do that any longer? I think we should be able to call a spade a spade. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Well, President Trump, he shows up in, where is this at? Was this Arizona?
No, it was Michigan.
No, this is, sorry, Michigan. Michigan.
Yeah, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Michigan is not a border state.
Huh?
Michigan is not a southern border state. I mean, Will, really, what's going on?
Every state is a border state right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's because of the crime that's happening all over the place. Listen to what they're saying here. These are police officers having to sit down with President Trump in the Grand Rapids, Michigan. And this is such a powerful clip. And I didn't listen to this until like a few minutes ago until we came on here because I've been so busy just getting all this stuff going. And then I'd sit down and listen to a little bit of this. I said, man, this is absolutely powerful. And really quick before I go on, the police detective that I talked to about my Facebook page with the hacker and, you know, taking my identity and defamation and everything, I asked that detective, I asked him a question about you. At some point, police officers are going to have to pick a side. You're going to have to pick a side with the people who support law and order, who respect the law, or you're going to or pick the side with the people that's wanting to harm police officers and disarm police officers. So police officers throughout the country, you have to pick a side. It is what it is. So right now, if you're watching this and you're just tuning in, please do me a favor. Tag a police officer that you know. Tag a police officer that you know that is sitting on the fence. I mean, just even if not sitting on the fence, just tag the police officer that you know. Listen to this. This is really good. It's really good.
Thank you, Mr. President, for being here. Thank you for emphasizing our law enforcement interests here in the state. I think what you're going to find are these are dedicated professionals all across the state who have been on the front lines. And we'll hopefully have an opportunity to talk about some of the bigger problems here. Matter of fact, we just had some minors were being solicited by illegal immigrants in a very rural county, not too far from here, Shiawassee County. The sheriff is here and hopefully can talk about that. We believe that crime is going to be an important issue because it's hitting home. Not only the murder here, we had a minor assaulted in Livingston County, my home county. We have now minors who are being solicited in Shiawassee County. Certainly the murder of Ruby. It's a big deal. General?
Mr. President, great to see you again.
As a warrior. Jack is a warrior.
Well, and as we talk about the border, when you ask a Marine to secure a perimeter,
right,
it doesn't mean you close everything. It means you, if you will, build the barrier and funnel the people to where they need to go. We need leadership. We need your leadership in the White House because we saw what happened when you did it, and we saw what happens when you don't. And
you hear this? These are police officers saying we need your leadership in the White House because we see what happens when we don't have your leadership in the White House. Do you know how powerful that is? And I'm so happy to see police officers actually saying this. This needs to happen across the country. President Trump showed up in New York to show his respect for the fallen. He didn't have to. He didn't know them. He showed up, but President Trump is constantly, he's always done that. Showing up, showing his support for the police officers. Joe Biden, nope. Barack Hussein Obama, nope. Billy Clinton, nada. Because they want money. And they want to defund the police officers and all the money that's getting defunded from the police officers, they want it to go to them. But this is good. This is powerful.
We're in this because of the fact we don't have leadership.
So we did a chart, and I saw it on the plane. It just came out, and I'll show it to you. I think up there we're going to put it out. It's incredible. When I left, it was a trickle, and then you see it, like, going at levels that we've never seen before. It's, like, straight up. Illegal immigration into our country, very illegal immigration. This is immigration from jails and from mental institutions, and it's a disgrace. Good job, Jack. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. John?
There's people that they don't want bringing things that we don't want. Just today, Livonia police seized 41 kilos of fentanyl and implicated Clinton Township as well. That's enough to kill 10.3 million people. That number sound familiar? That's the number of people in the entire state of Michigan. 41 kilos, and they found it. So thank you for our great law enforcement officers. And I'd like to remind folks, when we had a real president, President Donald J. Trump, on February 9th, 2017, he did something great, Mr. President, Task Force on Crime and Public Safety. Right. And then our placeholder president, Joe Biden, repealed it. He repealed it in January when he first took office, and crime has skyrocketed. There's no better example of what leadership looks like in the White House than our 45th and what will be our 47th president. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I think they want crime because it doesn't make sense what they're doing. It doesn't.
Did he say, I think they want crime?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Isn't that what I constantly say, that they want crime? The Democrats, they want to cause chaos in the country. They need the chaos, and they're gonna bring more chaos. I mean, I've said it multiple times, and they've demonstrated it over and over and over again. And to hear President Trump saying that I think they want crime. No, I mean, you're spot on. They do want the crime. Because if they didn't want the crime, they would have defended the southern border. They would have stopped all the fentanyl from coming into the country. They would stop all these criminals coming into the United States of America, harming and killing American citizens. But they're not doing any of that. They're doing just the opposite. They're even going as far as flying them into the country so they can harm American citizens. And then they try to act like it's not even happening. That's the most disturbing part about all of this. They're trying to act like it's not even happening at all.
You ever have something where something doesn't make sense and you're trying to figure out, like, why? Normally you understand the other side. You say, well, that makes sense. But this doesn't. That doesn't. The all-electric vehicle, I mean, how crazy is this? It doesn't go far. It's too expensive. And it's not going to be built in Michigan, I can tell you right. It's going to be built in China and other places. It's not going to be built in Michigan. And how the head of the auto workers agreed to let the government go into this trap. It's all going to be built in China. They have the materials. We don't. What we have is gasoline. We have oil and gas. We have gasoline, a lot of gasoline, more than anybody else. Actually, more than any other country. And we're going away from it. It's just incredible. But that's not going to happen. That'll be signed, John, on the first day.
Outstanding.
The EV, the electric vehicle. You can buy it if you want, but you can also buy any other form of transportation that you want. That's
hope
what
you don't have to
about.
Wait that long, Mr. President. I'm leading a CRA to push back on this harmful agenda.
It's insane. So in Iowa, it was 40 degrees below zero. Some of these people know that. Some of the media know it. 40 degrees below, and there were electric cars all over the streets because they couldn't handle the cold. I heard that. 40 degrees below zero, Rex is zero. That's a
test. So, and then it's kind of a little weird. I had to get up and start walking around like that, but, you know.
Well, you know what, Will?
The interesting thing, I was just reading one of the comments really quick in here where Sherry was saying a little 10-year-old girl was raped by a Haitian illegal. Can we say illegal? I mean, that's what they are. And where's the government state media? The government state media is completely silent. Why won't they say anything? They don't want to say anything because this is what they want. These people are blatantly evil. What were you going to say, Shannon?
Yeah, you know what? And here's the thing. This is what a leader looks like. If you want to get down to what the problems are in different areas, you go to the local police department. He's meeting with the leaders. He's saying, what can I do as a president to help secure our country and make our place safer? Do you see Joe Biden doing stuff like this?
No, not at all. Not at all.
He's having a huge fundraiser with the glitzy Hollywood and all these elite people. He's not trying to actually go to places and find out what he can do to make America safer, better for everyone. He's not. He's with the very elites that he talks trash about all the time. Because that's what he does. That's who he truly cares about.
Well, they care about the power.
Power, exactly.
They care
about power,
authority over all of us. They care about money. They don't care about the people. They don't care about any of that. They only care about money and power.
Yeah.
That's their biggest thing.
You know, the only time they go to funerals or anything is when they feel like it has to do with racism.
Or they'll show up to a criminal.
Yeah, or something.
Right, because think about it. President Trump shows up to the police for the police fallen police. Was it Diller? Right, he shows up for that one
Trump
in New
did,
York.
Yeah,
Trump
mm-hmm.
shows up for that. Mm-hmm. But if it was a criminal and a criminal funeral, then Joe Biden would show up for that. He'll go to he'll make phone calls and call them if it's a criminal being taken out by a police officer. Is blatant disrespect. Let me ask you a question. What do you do when you have illegals showing up into your middle school with your child? What do you do? Do you think it's okay? Do you look the other way? What happens when it happens more than one time? One time you can be like, okay, these illegals, they came in and they were squatting in the middle school. But what happens when it becomes more than one time?
The past week, migrants have entered the Santa Teresa Middle School campus twice. Some parents say they are concerned about the situation.
Pasada. Last week, this happened where I was placed in a secure lockdown for 45 minutes because they said migrants had entered the classrooms. We're a little nervous because of the fear and nerves migrants have of being caught by immigration officials. We don't know if they do something to our students.
According to Travis Dempsey, the superintendent of Gadsden ISD, the same situation happened today at the same campus, forcing the school to go into secure mode.
It is concerning, and it does at some level disrupt our educational process when we do things like of this nature.
This video provided by the Instagram account FitFam El Paso shows a helicopter close to Santa Teresa Middle School, which ultimately led to the apprehensions of six migrants by Border Patrol this morning.
Santa Teresa Middle School is one of many areas that these migrants jump into without, you know, thinking of where they're going through, because they're trying to evade arrest.
Still, parents and grandparents wish more could be done, as it is a worry for them.
Muy mal porque...
It's really bad because we're with the concern that something could happen to the kids.
I prefer if there was more security because it's already been twice that they enter the school.
It's already been twice. And they're asking for more security. But you can't ask for more security at a school, apparently, because that's a big no-no. We don't need more security. We need to put signs up in the yard in front of the school, you know, saying gun-free zone. You know, that's it. No more security, because security, it shows it has the children feeling uncomfortable. I say it does just the opposite. It has if the children feel uncomfortable, then good. Do the right thing. Don't get in trouble. Don't be a little bad brat.
Well, you know, it's not just illegals. We're talking about cartels are here.
Yes.
And, you know, many states, including Arizona, New Mexico, New York, they're all reporting these cartels from Venezuela, Chile. You don't know what these people are capable of doing. We know that sex trafficking is an issue. Human trafficking is an issue. Drugs are an issue. We've had them just kill a young girl at a running around a park. What's to stop them from going to a middle school and grabbing somebody off of the, you know, premises before somebody can do anything? If they could just walk on campus, they're capable of grabbing somebody and running. As a parent, I would be really, really concerned about
sending my child to that school. Grabbing somebody and taking them into the restroom or taking them into a closet.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know.
And doing something really brutal to them.
Because they don't care.
No,
they don't care about
that's
our laws.
That's the purpose. That's the reason why they're here.
There was one illegal. Can't even keep up with the state that's happening anymore. But he literally shot a mother that had a 2-year-old baby, just shot her and took her car. And then he admitted to doing it. You know, I mean, there's no fear. They have no fear. They have no respect for life. They have no respect for our country, our laws. So yeah, I would be very concerned with them walking on my child's campus.
Talking about the cartel, they're now using Facebook to monitor police officers, to see information about them. This police officer and other police officers are pulling people over in their vehicles. And when they pull them over in their vehicles, they happen to be cartel members. And they look at the cartel member's cell phone and they go to Facebook on their cell phone and they see their picture on the cartel's phone. Who's giving them that information? Who's telling them that it's that particular police officer? Because think about it. You're riding down the street. How do you know that that police officer is close to you on Facebook? So you're going to automatically go to his Facebook profile page. This is highly disturbing. This shouldn't be happening, but yet it is.
Sometimes I second guess myself because I think, all right, well, I'm showing too much, you know, just like the times whenever I've shown where we've picked up the illegals on our own. It's definitely not meant to help, which I know you know that, but more just to get information out about what's going on in here in Terrell County, because if I didn't have that voice, then the stories wouldn't get out.
So, yeah, the crux that he kind of faces there. While some of these criminals are using Sheriff Cleveland's page for intel, some are actually checking to make sure their cargo made it all the way through his county undetected. So some are family members as well using the sheriff's page. They're looking for loved ones to see if they made it through that tough terrain out in Terrell County. We talked with Homeland Security Investigations Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Ray Reed, who says that this is a trend that they have been seeing, how the cartel is exploiting social media and people are falling victim to smuggling and also being smuggled.
It's a luxury that we all enjoy around the world. These things are for entertainment. They're for us to communicate. And it just creates an incredible false sense of anonymity. And they're advertising. So they'll advertise on these social media platforms. They'll advertise throughout the different internet websites. And they really do. If it's just too good to be true, it's not.
They're advertising their criminal activities on the platforms. They're advertising it. And what? It's like, okay, it's not okay. They're advertising it. So meaning, I guess, I mean, if when he's saying advertising, so I can only assume that he's meaning that they're spending money to promote, because that's what you do. You run ads, right? So they're spending money with the company, whatever the company is, and they're taking the money and then they're advertising the criminal activity. And that must mean, because every time I promoted something, there was an approval process. Someone had to approve my ad before it just went out. I just can't say I'm going to spend X amount of dollars and the ad goes out there and nothing happens, or it just goes out there and no one looks at it. They have to approve every single one. So that tells me that someone is approving this information that they're putting out there. That's exactly what that tells me. Well, listen to Kirby as Peter Ducey's asking him about Joe Biden's bloodbath. Border bloodbath. Listen to this. And Kirby's squirming every single time. Watch.
John, there's another case of somebody who was in this country illegally, allegedly murdering a young woman, this time in Michigan. Her name was Ruby Garcia. Donald Trump is out there now calling this Biden's border bloodbath. What do you call it?
Well, first of all, while I'm not aware of this, the specifics of this case, I mean, that's just terrible news. And our thoughts and prayers obviously go to the family of.
How is it he's not aware? I mean, I guess he keeps looking down. So they probably have something on that podium. Just say, I'm not aware of the case. I'm not aware of this, because that's what Karine Jean-Pierre, she does every single time she gets behind that podium. I'm not aware of this, or I don't have anything on that. I mean, is that what it is? Is that what this is?
Miss Garcia. I mean, that's the kind of news no family ever wants to get, ever. And we would certainly defer to local law enforcement and investigative bodies to.
Really? They want to refer to the local law enforcement when Joe Biden's government, federal government, is suing the state of Texas because of the local law enforcement defending and protecting our borders. So exactly what point, what does he mean when he's saying he's referring to them, right? Like, basically he's saying, don't even ask me questions. You go to ask them because we don't care.
Do the spade work that needs to be done to figure out exactly what happened to Ruby, and to hold the perpetrators accountable for that. So why don't we let the judicial process play out here before we start making grandiose bumper sticker comments about what this says about the border? And
oh, really? Really? So you want everything to play out. You want all the information, all the evidence to come to the surface before you actually jump the gun and start saying anything about it. But if it was someone, how do you say it? How you want to say it? If it was someone this complexion, right? This one right here. If it was someone this complexion happened to have on a red hat and loving America, they would be quick to come out with information. They would have an opinion immediately. They wouldn't hold back on that. They will tell everyone exactly how they feel about it. No evidence or anything. They do it all the time. But every single time it has something to do with a person of color or an illegal, non-white, they don't ever even want to bring it up. They don't want to talk about it because it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the narrative. Well, listen to this last one. This is a short one with President Trump. And every time I listen to President Trump, it just gives me more and more reason to support him. They do all this crap to President Trump And then I'm just sitting there back. I'm sitting there watching it all unfold, what they're doing to him. And yet he's still fighting for the freedoms of this country. That's really amazing. All the crap that they're throwing at him. If President Trump were to walk away, they would leave him alone. They would drop everything. Just get out of the way. Allow, this is what they want. Just get out of the way, President Trump. Allow us to do this terrible things to the American people without you being there, and we'll leave you alone. But for some reason, he won't get out the way. This is the reason why they're doing all this crazy stuff to him. Watch this.
Under Biden, the bad ones are coming in at a level that nobody ever thought was even possible. Nobody thought this was possible. In Venezuela, the crime is down 67%. From what it was a year and a half ago, because they're taking all of their gangs and all of their criminals and they're depositing them into the United States of America. Venezuela, think of it, their crime. Wouldn't we love to have a statistic where crime is down 67%? Mm. Ours is only going in one direction.
67%. And of course, they're sending all of that crime here. So there goes down 67% and ours go through the roof.
In fact, well, they've even gone more than that. They won't even take them back.
No.
When
no.
we say we're sending them back, Venezuela said, no, you're not.
Nope.
They're your problem now.
Nope.
Don't you come let here. Them in.
Yep. You don't get to come here.
We emptied our jails already.
Yeah. we got yours. Rid of the problem. Really? I mean, that's not, look, I'm not mad at them. We got rid of the riffraff. We got rid of the problem. We have a country that's civil now. No crime. Crime is down 67%. You know how huge of an impact that is? 67%?
Yeah, we're helping Venezuela by way of taking all their bad people.
This is Venezuela.
And they got mad at Trump for saying that these are the people they're sending. And now Will, you can't even make it up. People were making fun of Trump for making that statement. Do you remember? And now here we are while Biden is president and he's literally allowed the crime from these other countries to flood into our state, our country. It's sickening because it's not just Venezuela. It's Chile. It's Colombia. It's the Middle East. It's China. Our enemies are literally being allowed to come into our country.
Yep, they're being allowed to come
into our country. And we don't even know. And you know the sad part is even when Trump becomes president in 2024, it's the dominoes are still going to be falling hard. And you know what they're doing in Russia right now. I don't know if we talked about this yesterday.
They're deporting a lot of people that, you know, because that
the attack they had at
the
music hall.
The music hall.
Yeah. They're deporting Muslims.
They're deporting a whole bunch of Muslims. Yeah. Yeah. Deporting Mass deportation.
What Trump said he was going to do. So he literally, Putin said, oh, Trump said he's going to do it, so I'm going to do it. I'm just kidding. But
that's what the left is going to say.
It's necessary.
They're
going to
say Putin is doing.
You know what? Biden wants to do. Trump's doing this because he's like Putin.
Yeah,
that's Putin's, exactly what Putin's they're going to say.
He's only doing because Putin did. That's exactly what they're going to.
Yep, 100%.
When President Trump does it, that's exactly what they're going to say. But you know what? It's a group of people that you can't bring in people that's harming you.
Yeah.
So let me talk about this one. This is the left talking about President Trump being a savior. And on this one here, it says, you know, the New York Times, Trump is no savior. They hate the fact that you and I support President Trump. They hate the fact they can't stand it. It runs all through them. Like, how dare you support President Trump? How dare you do such a thing? And it's only the left that's comparing President Trump to Christ. Now, there's some people on the right that go a little bit extreme, but when it comes to comparing, it is those on the left. They constantly do it. It's not those of us on the right. We know that Jesus Christ is our savior. We know this. But it's the left that keep making this connection with Christ and President Trump. Listen to this.
David, but yet on this day after Easter, we're looking at a whole weekend of these types of upside down realities where Trump takes reality, twists it, and throws it against his people.
You see this? They're saying Trump takes reality. So President Trump is talking to these police officers in Michigan, and they're saying that he's taking reality and twisting it. Like the crime is coming to the country and President Trump is addressing the crime. That's not reality. You notice they never give you an example of the reality that so-called President Trump is twisting. They never do.
I have to ask, though, about the people who have the means, whether it be leadership positions, financial means, educational means, who could, if they were invited or if they donated, go to Mar-a-Lago on a Saturday night and then go to church and celebrate Jesus's love on a Sunday morning.
Are you hearing this? So they're saying it's sinful to go to Mar-a-Lago Saturday night and then go to church Sunday morning. Like going to Mar-a-Lago is going to the club, getting real buck wild and nasty, and then going to church on Sunday. This is the comparison that she's making. This is the same group of people that want to have children jacked up. You know what I'm saying? I can't really get into detail here on Facebook, but you know what? You understand what I'm saying? They don't care. They want to twist the mind of children, but she's talking about someone being at Mar-a-Lago. You know, every single, and I've explained this before, every single event that I've gone to that's supporting President Trump and President Trump shows up, you know, they open up with prayer and they say in the name of Jesus. Every rally that I've gone to, there hasn't been a rally that I haven't gone to when I was inside in the beginning where they did not do that. And she's sitting there trying to say that it's like it's wrong for you to go to Mar-a-Lago and in the church the next day. Listen to this.
Well, you know, what we saw on Easter Sunday was a remarkable display of venom and hatred. I mean, really to the point, Mika, where you're right to wonder, is he okay? And we know the answer is no, he's not okay.
So Trump is not okay? What's wrong with Trump? What did I miss? Did something happen? What happened? Oh, nothing happened. It's just these demonic spirits are saying that President Trump is not okay because they don't like what he's doing. Listen.
But what's even more disturbing than that venom and hatred on Easter Sunday itself was the buildup of Holy Week. It featured Trump sharing posts where he compared himself, calling a post where a supporter compared him to Jesus and the trials he faces in court in New York to the.
Okay, so. First of all, look at this picture. They use this one to get Trump like he's angry. And this is the Daily Beast of all people, all places that they're quoting from, that they're using. The Daily Beast. I mean, really? I mean, they're just as bad, if not worse, than MSNBC. If not worse. I mean, I was going far to say that they're even worse than MSNBC, and that's pretty bad. And then they're trying to say they're comparing. Well, you know what? There's never been a president ever. This is where the comparisons come into place. There's never been a president ever to be attacked like President Trump. Never, ever in the history of this nation.
Trials Jesus faced is a beautiful post. He's selling Bibles. And then, you know, the sad thing is this isn't just confined to Trump anymore. We used to be able to say, or used to try to comfort ourselves by saying, well, Donald Trump is the bad guy. And then there's just so many good people who are fooled. And there are still good people who are fooled by him, but it's become increasingly clear that Trumpism and that Trump ethic is really leaking into American Christianity itself.
Oh my goodness. The Trumpism. I mean, this dude is suffering from TDS extremely.
I mean,
bad.
How is it leaking into Trump? I mean, give me a break.
I mean, the TDS. I mean, my goodness, he needs to get it stamped on his forehead. TDS. For real. Listen to him.
And during Holy Week, Christians all over Twitter were posting Christ is King, specifically aimed at Jewish Americans, specifically aimed to assert religious dominance in a.
What? Did you know Jesus was Jewish? Did you know that?
Yeah.
So when you say Jesus is King, what's the problem?
He's saying.
I know what he's getting at. I know what he's getting at, but yeah. It's really stupid.
It's
really stupid because Jesus is King.
Well,
and guess who? And you know what? He's the King of Kings.
They want to criticize Christianity.
Yeah, this is an attack on Christianity.
And they're upset that more Christians are supporting Trump than they are Biden. Biden's not, nothing he does proves that he's a Christian. Some of the things that Trump does prove that he's a Christian. Now, a Christian is not a perfect person. That's one thing that they have wrong. They feel like, because they don't understand Christianity, that God can't use an imperfect person, right? So their failed concept of what a Christian person looks like is wrong. But yet they think, I mean, it's just crazy how they're merging the two now.
Yes,
because they hate Trump and they hate Christians. So now they're merging us.
But you know what? They've been doing this.
Yeah.
They've been doing this. Remember I went to, was it Minneapolis? And I remember let me play the rest of this and I'm going to tell you that story. Yeah. Listen to the rest of this.
Very gross and ugly way. And we're seeing this just leak out, Mika. And it is very distressing. But even more than that, it is very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. What's dangerous about it, right? What's dangerous in believing in Christ, right? And what they want Christians and Jewish not to get along. Well, that's their whole point.
It's dangerous to the liberal agenda.
It really is. That's what's dangerous, mm-hmm. Yeah, to the liberal agenda. But let me say this real quick. I remember one time I went to Minneapolis and they were having a. Can I even talk about this on here? They were having an event where they were dancing in front of children. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm on Facebook. I have to be real careful here. They're having this event where they dance with children. They got these horns on their heads and stuff like that. And these are, you know, men, right? And they were on one side of the street. And then on the other side of the street, there was these street preachers. And they were out there. They had signs that said, Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord. Repent today. You know, Jesus saves. They had signs that said that. They had nothing, you know, this about Trump. They had nothing. No one had on T-shirts saying anything about Trump. No signs that said anything about Trump. It just all said Jesus. And on the other side, they had all these colorful different things that they were doing and they were targeting children, right? You understand what I'm saying? Well, me being who I am, I go across the street. I go on one side and go on the other, and I have my camera go on both sides, you know, because who I am, I go talk to people on both sides. That's who I am, right? Well, when I was on the side with the street preachers, someone rode up in their vehicle and they're playing that song, F Donald Trump, F Donald Trump. Like, what does Trump have to do with this event? They make the connection. See, that every time they see Christians, they think about Trump. And every time they see Trump, they think about Christianity. Why is that? Because when President Trump was in office, he had pastors praying over him, laying hands on him, praying. You understand? They were praying over him. And because they were praying over President Trump, they couldn't stand it. They hated every minute of it. They couldn't stand to see it. And we are in a spiritual battle. And the more and more they see that you support President Trump, the more and more they get angry, because in the spiritual battle that we're in, President Trump, he's not a perfect man, but he is on the side that God put us on. You understand? And they are on the side that Satan put them on. You understand? There is a difference. A lot of people don't want to hear that, and a lot of people probably don't even agree. God doesn't get involved in politics, and I'm like, you know, when people say this, I'm like, you never read the Bible then. Because there's politics all throughout the Bible. What do you think when the kings and queens were making rules and policies against Christians and against believers? You don't think that had anything to do with politics? I mean, have you not read it? Because they made policies because we were believers. Because we are believers. It's all through the Bible. But people don't read it. They don't know it. They don't know it. Okay, so I think I'm going to go ahead and end it here both nights. I do apologize for the technical issues that I had here in the beginning. I'm still working out. I think what I'm going to have to do is just I'm going to have to spend some time and just figure out the workflow. I don't know why it's having issues. I know Rumbles have made some changes, and then X made changes after Elon Musk. And I'm not sure what the deal is, but I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in. Thank you so much for sharing this video. Thank you so much. And again, please, if you could, go to my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com, and sign up for that free newsletter. Please, UniteAmericaFirst.com, and sign up for the newsletter. You can see the website right there on the screen, UniteAmericaFirst.com, right there.
And it's, we won't be on here tomorrow night, but we'll be back tomorrow Thursday.
Tomorrow night is Wednesday. I've been going to Bible study. It's not because of my Facebook, what they were doing to me on Facebook. I was going to Bible study before that happened. I was going to Bible study. So I've been continuously going to Bible study. Every Wednesday night, I go to Bible study. So I won't be on tomorrow. I may just do some videos, short videos or something. But other than that, I won't be on tomorrow evening. And I just want to say thank you so much, everybody, for your support. Thank you so much for all the blessings. And I still need your support. I still need your assistance as much as possible. So please, if you find it in your heart, you like what I'm doing, you want me to continue, because I have to build everything. It's like I'm almost not from scratch, but I'm having to build back up. And they're still under attack because this is the year 2024. You know what they're going to do. They're going to get really, really crazy. So with that said, everybody, thank you so much. And God bless you. And good night.